Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is all of it, and now it's time to check in with WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines, about the WNYC news plan. You see, Kate is the plan master around here. In the start of every week, she takes stock of where we are, what stories are breaking, and she evaluates the kind of coverage our newsroom should plan for. We call it Kate Has a Plan. Kate, welcome back to the studio.
It's not just every week, Allison. It's constant.
Every day. Okay. Didn't expect to say this morning. Virginity exams.
You might remember a couple of weeks ago the brouhaha when rapper T.I. revealed that he took his daughter, his teenage daughter, to a doctor every year to check to make sure she was still a virgin. This engendered a lot of outrage, quite correctly, and a lot of politicians in a lot of states took notice. A couple of them are here in New York, where now legislation is being floated that would ban the practice of so-called virginity exams. But it is not necessarily cut and dry, because some people who are very opposed to the practice say even saying you're banning it sort of legitimizes it, because it's not something you can do. You cannot check to see if someone is a virgin. It does not exist. There is no virginity exam test. The hymen can break for a number of reasons, not just sexual. So,
well, there is. How many Star Wars figures do you have? Guys, I meant I got.
Oh my gosh. Boy, you shocked me into silence there.
Sorry. Bad joke.
Oh, now I got it. It took me a minute there. I'm sorry. So now the idea is, you know, we should make it a legitimate thing that we ban in New York, but, you know, it's going to be hashed out for a while.
Let's talk about Staten Island.
Staten Island, there's a...
They don't like the rest of New York anymore.
There are a couple of interesting plans being floated. People that have lived in the New York City area for a while will not be new to hearing Staten Island secession plans. We've been to this rodeo before. But today in City Council, ostensibly a city the City Council member from Staten Island, one of them, is going to introduce legislation that would set up a commission to look at the feasibility of seceding from the city, Staten Island, you know, taking its ball and going home. I have a ton of questions about it, mostly like, Staten Island, are you okay? And what do you want that you feel you're not getting?
Exactly. What is the motivation for this?
Right. And, you know, I think some of the things in the past that Staten Island has talked about are really no longer true. Like, they feel that they are political outliers. Everyone thinks of them as the Republican district in New York, which is in one sense true, but in the other sense, it's changing. The demographics on Staten Island are really changing. There are actually something like 50,000 more registered Democrats on Staten Island than Republicans. Their member of Congress is now a Democrat, although he is facing a very strong primary challenge. But basically, I want to understand, like, why does this keep coming up? And someone else has hatched this even wackier plan of dividing the whole state of New York into different sections, and one of which would be called New Amsterdam, one of which would be called Montauk, and, like, you know, dividing up the state so that, you know, things are more politically aligned. And I just wanted to take a step back and say, like, what are we doing here? What's the point behind all of this?
Do we know who is the catalyst behind this time?
Well, I mean, I know the council members in Staten Island. Yeah, it's a guy named Joe Borelli. But this is sort of like a constantly simmering thing in Staten Island. And I don't think it's as simple to say as, like, if they had subway service, it would all be different. You know, everybody would be happy. But, you know, I kind of want to understand what's happening.
All right. Also on the docket for you folks, this is interesting. Bail reform is supposed to take place in 2020.
Right. January.
January 2020.
In New York. It's already happened in New Jersey.
Yet there are people still discussing its viability, validity, necessity, even though it's going to happen?
It's going to happen. Yeah, even though I think some people are trying to stop it from happening. But it's going to happen. And basically the point is to eliminate cash bail for certain offenses that are nonviolent felonies. The goal being that people who can't afford to bail themselves out would not, you know, would not be stuck in jail awaiting trial. This is something that we have seen has created many, many problems over the years and put many, many people on Rikers for a very long period of time for something that we would consider to be relatively minor.
Because they couldn't come up with $1,000.
Right. So this...
Which is not outrageous that you can't come up with $1,000.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, this is something that's been in the works for a long time, and now we're starting to see people, you know, prosecutors, police saying, wait a minute, this is a tool that we like to have at our disposal that we don't want taken away. So, you know, it's like first there was the backlash and now there's the backlash. But reporter Beth Furtick, who is our justice reporter, is really going to roll out a great big unpacking of this topic starting tomorrow. We've got a 3-part series on what exactly is going to happen. And is New York ready for it? So it's going to be on Morning Edition and All Things Considered for starting tomorrow. So I urge our listeners to give that a listen.
My guest right now is Kate Hines, WNYC's planning editor. We're talking about some of the stories the newsroom is covering and what she's interested in sending reporters out to take a look at. New York to begin issuing driver's licenses to those in the country illegally. That is one headline. There's another way to say this as well.
Yes, there certainly is. A way that a lot of people in New York are saying it is to begin allowing undocumented immigrants to apply for a New York State driver's license.
And therein is the controversy of the two ways the story has been framed in the media.
Which is something New York used to do, as did many states many years ago, and, you know, only in recent memory decided that you had to show proof of citizenship. New York is not the first state to do this. We're something like the 13th, and New Jersey is holding hearings on their own legislation this week, as a matter of fact. But starting this, I believe it's Saturday the 14th, which is kind of a wacky date since no DMV offices are open Saturday. So for all intents and purposes, it's going to be Monday the 16th. Mm-hmm. People that don't have proof of citizenship can apply for a New York State license. I think the hoops you have to go through are, you know, not insubstantial. You have to prove residency. You have to show that you have insurance. But the idea is that it's going to make our roads safer because there are a whole lot of people who need to drive to get around this great big state, you know, especially places where there aren't public transit options available. And you will be required to have insurance. You will be, you know, required to pass a driving test. So the thinking process is that it will keep the roads safer. It gives people a form of identification, and it won't be used as you can't show it to get on a plane after October of 2020 anyway. So yeah, it's not federal ID.
Yeah, the standard licenses won't meet federal standards for identifications. They can't just board plane to enter federal facilities. It's a standard driver's license, which means can't obtain a trucker's license or a commercial license. There is pushback on the local level. There are county clerks saying that they are going to protest.
There are county clerks that have already begun to protest and put up signs in DMV offices, I believe in Oswego, which is upstate, that has like the ICE tip phone number. Like if you believe you know of someone here in the country illegally, call this number. So there are a number of mostly upstate county officials who are not happy about this. This is, you know, no surprise. This is something that Republicans in the state were not happy with anyway, and they fought it tooth and nail, but it passed the New York State Legislature. You know, it wasn't a slam dunk. It was a hard-fought battle for the Democrats. But when the law was written, Governor Cuomo asked Letitia James, our state attorney general, to issue an opinion about the constitutionality under the New York State Constitution of the law. She read it. She issued the opinion. She said it's constitutional. It's happening in other states. It's survived legal challenges. You know, I don't know what's going to happen next, but it looks like people will begin on Monday.
This one is a story I know you personally love. Red-tailed hawk gets counted. The count is on. The 120th annual Christmas bird count. What is this?
This is a community science project started by the Audubon Society.
Citizen science, I love it.
Citizen science, although we say community science a lot of the time because you don't have to be a citizen to count. Anyone can go out and count birds. it happens in a 3-week span of time, starting this weekend. Birders across the Northern Hemisphere, but mostly in America, but people are super pumped about it in America, go out for a set period of time in a set location and count every single bird they see. It doesn't matter what kind of bird it is. And then that data gets fed to the Audubon Society. And it's almost like a bird census that gives scientists a lot of data points to see, you know, what's happening with migration, the health of different types of birds. You know, a couple of months ago when we heard that rather distressing study that talked about how we had lost something like 3 billion birds since the 70s, this is in part where they get that data from, because it's such a well-established well-codified count that, you know, people know what they're doing. There are like count masters who input the data. So it's, but it's also just a great way to go out with fellow birders and, you know, roam around and look at birds.
Will you be partaking?
I will be partaking. I've already been in touch with the New York City Audubon Society. I'm like, should I do Central Park? I kind of want to do Inwood. They're like, Inwood's full. Maybe you want to do Bryant Park. I'm like, oh, they got the Holiday Market. I don't know. So I'm deciding. But so far, I think I'm going to do the Central Park one. And it's like 4 or 5 hours.
Will you please tweet about it?
Tweet about a bird count?
Get
I think
it.
I could do that.
I think you could do that. Kate Hines, WNYC's planning editor. Kate always has a plan. Thanks for sharing it with us, Kate.
Thank you.
On the way, CBS Sunday Morning correspondent Mo Rocca joins us to talk about his new book, Mobituaries: Great Lives Worth Reliving. Stay with us. There's more All of It after the break.